So,
are you open?
Are we ready here? Okay, so the Board of Supervisors will reconvene. And back over to the Planning Commission, I think at this point, you'll open yours, is that right, what we're doing?
We are jointly open, recognized.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna do the roll call.
Okay.
Yes.
Want me to start now?
Yeah.
Okay, roll call for Planning Commission, Chair Fowle.
Present.
Commissioner Lindner.
Here.
Commissioner Mellow.
Here.
Commissioner Hart.
Here.
Commissioner Veal.
Here.
Thank you.
And for the board, Supervisor Hal.
Present.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Here.
Supervisor Chris.
Present.
Let's see, Supervisor Ogren, Supervisor Kopseff.
Here.
And I'll just make a note when Supervisor Ogren does.
Okay, so for members of the public, we'll be simultaneously operating, so if it looks confusing, it might look that way, but we know what we're doing, just hang tight. We really do. So with that, I'll read, let's see, we're at the presentation for a staff report, I think, is where we're at.
Okay, good afternoon, Haley Lang, Planning Director. Just wanted to introduce this item really quickly. This is a joint item with the Board of Supervisors and the Planning Commission to facilitate a workshop to discuss the guiding principles and the vision statements. The draft guiding principles and vision statements have been crafted mostly in part due to comment we've received from the public as well as vetted through our technical advisory committee. I want to note that these are draft forms, so we're able to edit, modify, change, revise as we wish. And just so members of the public know, this is a non-action item, this is a workshop item, and we're really just facilitating this discussion. So with that, I will hand over the presentation to the consultant team in Tier and Harnish. We have Jim and Ryan with us today.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, thank you, Haley. My name is Jim Harnish. I'm the principal and owner of Mentor Harnish, the prime consultant on your general fund update. With me today is Ryan Lester, our project manager, who will be talking to you most of the time. I'm just up here to kind of introduce the topic. If you change slides, most of what I was gonna say Haley said, so I'm not gonna go too far into that. But this is our agenda today. I'm going to mention briefly the community engagement that led to the creation of the Vision and Guiding Principles. And then Ryan will talk about what the vision statement is, what the purpose of it is, and talk about options that we've come up with, and then same with the Guiding Principles. And our plan is to just walk through all of this. There's a lot of content. Go through all of it together and then turn it over to you to discuss for your discussion. And Ryan will make this point, we'll make it a couple of times. Hey, they kind of made it already. It's really your meeting. It's how you want to approach this. There's a lot of stuff here to go over. We tried to provide a range of options. Maybe next slide, where I go through the kind of the process of how we got here. A vision and guiding principles is, for the last, I don't know, 15 or 20 years, has been a pretty typical part of the general plan update. It's not required as law, but we find that it's a really useful tool to help people talk about the big picture before we start getting into the details about policies and programs. So it kind of sets the scene for the rest of the general plan. The vision is supposed to say, articulate a long-term view of what do we really want the county to be like in 20 or 30 years. So that's kind of like an objective, but it's really how do we see our place in 20 or 30 years. And the way we try to suss that out a little bit is go through a series of exercises that we did both in the workshops and online. We have, my favorite one is Postcards from the Future, where we ask people to pretend that you're in Siskiyou County in 2050. Write a message to a family member saying what you're experiencing now here in 2050. And draw a picture on the front. What's the thing that strikes you the most? And it can be a really engaging and interesting exercise. And we, just so you know, we reproduce all of these in our engagement summary so you can go back and look and see what everybody has written down and what the pictures are that they've drawn. So it's an interesting process. And there's vision labs where we have people fill in incomplete sentences that kind of describe what the future would look like. And then have just people write down what they love about Siskiyou County and what the issues are here. Out of this, lots of content, and this is it's kind of part art and part science to gather all of this information together and create a vision. And that's why we put together some options, because there are a lot of different ideas floating around out there, a lot of views about what the future should be. So we try to collect the most predominant ideas and words and phrases and put them into combinations that, based on what we've heard so far, generally reflect kind of varying views of what the community views as its future. And then the guiding principles are kind of the next step down, or I call them the umbrella for the policy document, for the policies, goals, policies, and programs, where they take, we have topics, it's a half a dozen topics that we have a large theme, kind of a large guiding theme about how are we going to deal with economic development, what are the big objectives in economic development or land use change. And that ends up between the vision and the guiding principles kind of forming the base for the rest of the general plan. So we're coming to you today with our initial take on what we heard from the community, and then working with your staff and the technical advisory committee, refining that and coming up with what we think are some pretty useful tools for you to work with to kind of give the general plan more direction. So Ryan's going to go through the vision first, and then the guiding principles, kind of lay all of that out. You'll probably read a lot of it, unless you stop him and tell him that's good, you read it yourself, you don't want to repeat things. And then at the end, we'll decide. There have been some times when folks want to go back and spend time wordsmithing each one of the options. We'll be taking notes so you can give us general direction so that we can do that refining and come back to you with no more options, but one vision and guiding principle for each of the topics that then you do some final editing and wordsmithing. So that's kind of our objective. Ultimately, we're not going to make the decision today, but we're going to get started on it. Do you have any questions for me before I turn it over to Ryan to run the meeting?
What was the sampling for the county for participants?
The number of participants? We had varied participation at the workshops. I was just asking Ryan what our number was. I mean, if you remember how many total.
Remembering
people.
We're about 45,000 in population, so.
Yeah, it was low. It was low participation in the workshops.
And under 1,000?
Pardon? Yes.
Under 1,000?
Yes.
Under 500?
Yes.
Under 100?
About 100.
Thank you.
Sorry, to add more detail, for the workshops, it was about 10 participants, but for the digital online surveys, it was about 40.
Okay, thank you.
So it's low.
Just trying to get a perspective.
Yeah, but we got a lot of words, so, despite that. So, other questions? Okay, well, I'll ask.
I'm not going to the public yet. It would just be for commissioners or board members at this point. Go ahead.
In public participation in your workshop, how many were private individuals, how many were nonprofits commenting?
Every
organizations outside the county.
All the participants that I interacted with were private residents.
Representing private interests.
Yes.
Okay. Anyone else?
I would add to that there was also some tribal folks.
Okay. Okay.
And by the way, we made this massive effort to get people to come out. There was Ryan can maybe see, he has the details in his head. There was wide publicity, so we were a little surprised at the little turnout. We understood that it may have been in conflict with some other community events. In some cases, there were 5 workshops throughout the county. It was hay season, so that may have lowered the participation in some parts of the county as well.
I wasn't discounting your effort. I just was curious to see what the response was.
If you could find a magic bullet, it's not atypical. I'm just using some of the recreations.
It's a sensitive subject, and in most places we do these planning projects, and when we don't get a lot of participation, then people are going, well, what good is the information you got that isn't a broad cross-section of the community? But there's only so much you can do to get people to come to meetings.
We can only do what we can do. But there is still a chance for public to participate in the ongoing one.
Lots more opportunity for participation. That's just the beginning. So.
Thank you for having me today. We can go ahead and go to the next slide.
Ryan, so, if you would state your name for the record for the people on Zoom.
Absolutely. Thank My name is Ryan Lester. I'm a project manager with Mentir Harnish.
Thank you.
I'm a consultant. So first, we're going to talk about the vision statements. So before we jump into them, I kind of wanted to give a high-level definition or understanding of what a vision statement is. Really, the vision statement should be like the highest level conceptualization for what we want the general plan to be. So it should be aspirational, right? We want to be positive, think about where we want the county to go in the next 30 years, you know, looking out to 2050. It should also try to be a summary of some of the high-level goals that we want to reach through the goals, policies, and programs of the policy document. So we really want this to be kind of the overarching theme for the general plan, and to really kind of lightly touch on all the topics that would be really critical to the general plan itself. And really, this is an opportunity for us to take direction from you. It's the first real opportunity to start talking about direction for the policy document itself. Next slide, please. So I'm going to go through these. I will say that as Jim stated, The consultant team, us consultants, we use the public input to come up with the first 3 kind of drafts of a vision statement. And then staff worked with the technical advisory committee to come up with a 4th statement as well. And again, we don't need to choose one of these. It's not, you know, one or the other. But we want your input on what are the aspects of this that ring true for you? You know, what's missing? You know, any direction you can give us on to guide us to craft that final vision statement or a more refined draft is really what we're looking for today. So I'll read this first one. So the first vision statement example. So Siskiyou County is a thriving, independent community where people can enjoy the region's rural charm, historic character, and natural open spaces. It is a place that prioritizes self-sufficiency and the long-term economic success of its residents and small businesses. Locals and tourists alike have ample access to recreational opportunities, natural resources, and the clean air and water that ensure a healthy life for those who call Siskiyou County their home. The community protects itself from wildfires and other natural hazards through stewardship of the natural environment. That's the first one. We can go on to the second one. Okay, so number 2. Siskiyou County, nestled amongst the mountains, rivers, and abundant open spaces of the region, is a place where people can live in a rural setting that matches their values and way of life. The county's support for its many small businesses and close-knit, active communities create a region where people can thrive and maintain self-sufficiency. Natural resources provide a livelihood for countless individuals and are enjoyed by visitors and locals alike. Number 3, here we go. Siskiyou County is a one-of-a-kind region with an independent spirit and active community. Natural resources and open spaces are intertwined with every aspect of local life and the economy, from agricultural opportunities to natural resource extraction and the promotion of tourism. Residents lead a healthy and safe lifestyle in the county's many small towns that continue to preserve their unique rural and historic heritage. And number 4, this one's a little longer. Siskiyou County is a vibrant, close-knit community where everyone has the opportunity to be safe, healthy, and successful. We are a friendly, family-oriented community with thriving schools and abundant recreational and business opportunities. In looking to the future, local neighborhoods will continue to grow while still retaining their small-town feel with homes that are well-maintained and cared for. The county continues to be a vacation destination for visitors seeking to experience our picturesque landscapes and outdoor amenities. The economy is strong with quality employment opportunities in a variety of diverse fields such as agriculture, technology, and renewable resources. Agricultural land is conserved and the county's rural heritage remains strong. To protect from wildfire, the community practices common sense stewardship of the natural environment while surface and groundwater resources are preserved and fairly allocated for agricultural, wildlife, recreation, and economic uses. So this statement, you can see where staff and the TAC took the first three, they took the ideas they like, reworked them and added to them, and made it is a more dense vision statement, but it really kind of dials in some of the ideas that we were getting at in the first three. So those are the four vision statements that we've created so far. Before we move on to the guiding principles, I didn't know if we wanted to take maybe an opportunity for discussion.
At this juncture, at least, I'm trying to keep it on the protocol for the hearing, but can we buzz through some of the, we'll get to public comment before it comes to us, but can I go through the next like four and five and get to public comment 6-7? Do you see what I'm saying, Natalie?
Yeah, I think it would be fine if you want to break up each section and go through the public hearing protocol. On each section to ensure public participation.
Are in agreement down there, Chairman? Thank you. So you hold tight and we'll get some housekeeping out of the way. Presentation of correspondence, anything?
Yes, we have received correspondence. Of course, I've got notes here somewhere. Correspondence the clerk's office has received has been from David Webb, Dejana Karanovich, Jim Miller and family, Amber Jameson, Elizabeth Diane, Nick Joslin, and Carrie Lyon. And I do have copies here if anybody is wanting to see them or keep them. I've made copies of all these different emails.
Okay.
And that's on the board side, Board of Supervisors.
It is on our site?
Well, I mean, it's on the correspondence the board has received.
Right.
I don't know if planning has received anything separate.
Jenny emailed it all to us.
Correct.
She's on top of it.
The same as well.
So you have it as well.
I sent you what I sent our planning.
Are they the same or are they different emails?
I believe they're all the same.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Presentation of reports, arguments, or evidence by staff of other county departments or public agencies. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Any online?
Showing none online.
Okay. Proponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Anyone online?
Showing none online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence. Anyone in-house? Seeing none. Online?
Showing none online.
All right. So now we're going to hit public comment. And I've got a couple here. If you haven't filled out one of these, they're on the end of that table over there somewhere. And we'll get them up here. Let's start with online to see if there's anything online for public comment.
At the moment, we have
none. None. Okay. So you might remind people if you are online, give them the directions, how
for
to get there.
Those of you joining us online, if you press *9, it will raise your hand so that we can put you in the queue to provide your public comment. And then I believe it is #6 to accept the unmuting of your device.
Okay.
Through the chair.
Yes, sir.
To be clear, based on council's recommendation, we will be running through this process on each section as presented by the consultants. So to be clear, when you open up public hearing, this is specifically comments related to vision statements.
Correct.
Correct.
At this juncture.
Make that clear.
Yes, okay. Thank you. Okay. All right. So we're at public comment. I have two in-house here. There he is. And it's general plan, but with regard to the vision statement, is that fair, Mr. Joslin? Is that
sure?
Then you're up. Yes.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Nick Joslin, Mount Shasta, California. Thanks for taking the time to put this together. I know it's been difficult to get the public engaged in the process, and that's been part of my job, is making sure people understand where the process is and how they can participate adequately. As far as the vision statement, I think number four, at least for myself personally, reflects a nice combination. So synthesize sort of the three prior vision statements into one, and although, like was mentioned, is kind of dense, does sort of reflect the broadness of, I think, the character that our county represents. And I'd just like to say, if there's any other way we can help gain better public participation, we would be glad to do that.
Okay. Thank you. Angelina Cook.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Angelina Cook. I am here on behalf of a coalition in growing in McLeod, representing the Chamber of Commerce, the Watershed Council, and the Resource Center. Our comments are more geared toward the process as a whole, so I'm not sure. We're less interested in wordsmithing for the vision statements and more interested in figuring out how to navigate this process so that the unincorporated communities in this county can have better representation. So I have letters here, so I'm just not sure if I should share my whole comment now or?
Well, and you can leave us with whatever you have as well, but go ahead.
Okay. Essentially, I was going to read this. I'm just kind of confused with the hearing process. But in essence, McLeod has been underserved and disadvantaged for way too long, and we have so many assets that could be, or current liabilities that could be assets. And because our service district is limited in our ability to address some hazard mitigation, economic development, provision of basic of other basic public services, we are just very interested in figuring out how this process can help McLeod, help the county. In our initial workshop, there was only one person that attended. I never heard about it. Nobody really heard about it. We did bring it to the Planning Commission, and Haley came and visited us in McLeod, so she pretty much made up for our lack of public engagement opportunity to begin with. But I feel like the loss of our newspaper is a huge, well, not complete loss, but near loss of our newspapers, it's a huge impediment for gaining genuine public participation. So I want to encourage other more direct forms of conveying information, such as just through email through to interested parties in each community. We do understand that this general plan update is an opportunity to update county code and also to make communities more eligible for grants. So we want to thank you for undergoing this effort, and we hope to be productive participants throughout the process.
Do you want to leave us with the clerk with copies there?
Absolutely. I have enough for
everybody. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Juliana Lucchese. Good afternoon.
Hi. Hi, my name is Juliana Lucchese. I'm here on behalf of the City of Wairika as their Community Development Director, and just wanted to voice our support from the City of Wairika. We are also in the process of a general plan update, but we have adopted our vision statement, and we just want to echo that we do share some of the similar proposed vision statement language that you have before you. Specifically, some of the trends that came out for the City of Wairika residents and participants is that we are looking at becoming more self-sufficient, which includes energy system development, which includes renewable energy, which we hope that as the Board of Supervisors and Planning Commission move forward, consider regional and interagency partnerships to do these types of projects. We understand as the City of Wairika being the county seat, we are one of the largest jurisdictions outside of the unincorporated area, but I think it's going to take a lot of cooperation between all of the entities involved to support renewable energy development as well as efficient energy transport systems to all of our communities throughout the county. Just wanted to also echo that we did also have food system development, agriculture for our own city as a visioning priority and a topic area that we're invested in as well. We understand that we are not the rolling hills of Siskiyou County, but we do provide a lot of industrial services as well as supporting infrastructure for processing that agriculture. And so we want to continue to also support that for the Siskiyou County general plan. So that's our overall comments at this point, but we are overall supportive of the direction that's been going. And we do echo, we did also have quite a bit of problems with participation. With our own general plan, we just found that you just have to do a lot of different types of events to hit a lot of different types of people. But we hope to continue to participate as a local agency in this process, and we hope that as the goals, policies, and programs come out for your general plan, that you remember that regional partnerships are a way of balancing our economies of scale, as well as meeting our housing numbers for the county as a whole. The City of Wairika has been very pro-housing so far with its housing element adoption. And we hope that that can also help the unincorporated area of Siskiyou County. So, thank you.
Thank you. Bonnie Wood. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So, I just wanted to thank all of you for...
Ma'am, we need your name for the record, please.
Bonnie Wood.
Thank you.
I want to thank all of you for engaging in this process. It's very inspiring. I was very pleased with the process, even though we didn't get a lot of participation, apparently. It was a wonderful start, and there was lots of transparency about what people had to say and all the data that was collected, so I wanted to really applaud that. I am very interested in seeing more participation, and I would love to hear more ideas about how we can accomplish that. I do have one idea, and that is engaging perhaps in our local libraries for dissemination of information, since there's 12 of them in our counties, and they're in every little, you know, hamlet throughout our community, and I think our libraries are perhaps, you know, an underused resource for disseminating information, for getting people to come together. There's been plenty of examples of where major decisions have come and proposals have come from libraries, such as the Quincy Library Group, who came together back, you know, decades ago and talked about how we should be doing a better job with forestry management, how we should be protecting our watersheds. Unfortunately, the administration at the time didn't pay attention to that in Washington, so unfortunately that didn't go forward, even though it was very well, you know, vetted as a way to do a better job with our watersheds. So that's my idea, and as far as the vision goes, I'm kind of leaning towards 4.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else in-house? Seeing none, any online that have raised their hand?
Sean, online.
Okay, so there's no rebuttal by proponents, there were none, and no rebuttal by opponents, there were none. So now we'll come back to our board and Mr. Chairman from the Planning Commission, your commission to, I guess, discuss the 4. Now we can dialogue a bit. So come on back up, see where you want to go with this.
Yeah, so at this time, you know, we could just open it up for comments from the board and planning commission. We could also do like a quick straw poll to see if there's one of these that kind of rings true with more folks than the other statements. Really, however you want to give us your feedback on these, I'll take notes.
So, if you want to start, go ahead. Supervisor Chris.
I'll stick my neck out for sure. Sure. Thanks for all the work, et cetera, et cetera. For option number four, has down there, I have that right here, yeah, to fairly allocate for agricultural water, groundwater. The bottom sentence there says surface and groundwater resources are preserved and fairly allocated for agriculture, wildlife, recreation, et cetera. Fairly is an awfully broad term. It'd be nice if one of these options that include private property rights. So if it's someone's private property right, for the water diversion, whatever it happens to be, you know, that has to be respected because they pay for that property right. So I can't be telling John Smith what to do over, they have to, you know, protect the private property rights.
Okay.
Same in line with agriculture. I mean, the reason why my planning commissioner's putting this out, I'll take credit for what he suggested in the past, but if we did subdivide all this ground up, they were all homes, it'd be different than what people moved up here for. So we want to keep that agriculture intact, and there has to be an economic driver to nobody phrase that close enough. If we take away the private property rights, the private water rights, people have no option to have it to subdivide it into small parcels, and then we're taking away wildlife habitat, open space, all those factors. So.
Okay.
I'll stop with that.
Okay. Anyone else on my board? Go ahead, Supervisor Valenzuela.
I think I've heard from many of the constituents, they would support four. I think they'd find it more balanced. I'm not going to wordsmith it or, you know, nitpick it. I think it's just a vision statement, so it's not, let's try to pick one or the other over one or the other. So I think, to me, it's balanced, and that's what I'm looking for.
Supervisor Howe?
I'm going to word pick.
Yeah. Thank you.
One thing, as I read through 1, 2, and 3, what's missing for me, and I know it's a macro level economic thing, but in my district, locatable minerals is missing. Gold mining is critically important in some small niches throughout my district. And I'm talking about such and dredge mining. I'm talking about locatable underground minerals. There's both employment there, and there's a rich history that's not going to go away. And gold, with gold prices, it's going to be something in the future, I think, that's going to continue to increase as it has presently. I'm cautious with the word preserved. Because preserved in natural resources as a professional means don't touch. So when I see things like surface and groundwater resources are preserved, that means they're set aside and not used. I'd also like to see something stronger in here that talks to an expanding economy that embraces our children so that they don't have to move out of the county from employment. And that may be beyond the technologies and natural resources we currently have, but something in the future that allows the county to embrace new developments and develop those industries that certainly don't ruin our character, but would support higher paying jobs for our children's future.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it open here?
Well, you certainly know how to sell our county. It sounds great. The one thing that strikes me after reading this and the other principles moving through the document is I see very little reference to tribal engagement. And Mr. Dean, I know you mentioned that there was tribal engagement. I don't see a lot about inclusiveness. I know that's kind of a buzzword, but I would like to see something that references that.
Okay.
And I agree with the looking forward part of it. I think there needs to be a little more reference with what we're passing down to future generations. And being able to leave a legacy. We tend to want to use our resources up. We need to be looking forward to keeping those, here's another buzzword, sustainability. And I haven't seen much of that. I know we tend to use a lot of those buzzwords that in 10 years or 20 years, those words aren't going to be very relevant, but we need to find words that are going to be able to stick around and have weight throughout the document.
Down there, do you want your commission?
I'll let you speak as chair, and then I'll run through my group.
Okay. All four of these tend, for at least my perspective, cater to the outside interests of coming to Siskiyou County. I don't see anything in here that deals with a general plan that addresses the residents that we have here that have to scratch out a living. That's the idea of the general plan, is to be able to have our people, I mean, the reason we started this is to make our permitting process more efficient so that we can be faster in our deliverables for permitting, housing, industry, manufacturing, whatever's going to come. So that needs to be addressed. I agree that we've, you know, the county has worked hard with efforts in collaborating with tribal interests and fisheries, because we've become a fish-centric county, and we don't address that in here. For me, whatever the vision statement comes up to, we're a natural resource county. People have moved here from the outside to enjoy what we have. It was here when we came, and we shouldn't be trying to change it to bring other people in to change it even yet again. Okay. The sampling from what you've taken for under 100 people, you know, basically telling 45,000 people how we're going to live in Siskiyou County, isn't sufficient for me. I don't know if it's door-to-door, but the sampling is far underrated for where you're drawing your conclusions. Unless you're talking to working residents that are scratching the dirt here to just make a living and try to provide for, you know, our kids and grandkids' future, we don't address it. It's too soft and fluffy for the outside to come and just say, oh yeah, it's a beautiful place. A lot of people move here and get a 4 foot of snow one winter and they're gone. But we don't bring that up. Rural counties just aren't an easy place to live. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's my thoughts on that. Chairman.
Commissioner Beal.
What I saw that the absence of was that anything that would generate revenue for the county, if we're looking at a diminishing population, we know that we're going to have costs of government to go up, and I don't see anything in there to be aggressively looking after additional revenue for the county in terms of, and specifically, I would mention the biomass that's out there in the region after the fires, where the Saudi Arabia biomass, and we let it stand there and do nothing. And I've talked to Danielle about this, and it should be something that we could look at for increased revenue for the county. We've got Box Canyon Dam that generates electricity. Biomass 1 in Medford, or Lake White City, produces 25 megawatts of electricity. There's no reason why this county couldn't be engaged in a biomass generation facility.
Commissioner Hart.
A couple of things I'd like to address. There was a comment in here about the change of agriculture basically going away. Something's going to happen with that ag land if that happens, especially with this water curtailment. Because there is going to be permit flow set for the Shasta and the Scott. There are going to be people who are going to be put out of business. And so all of a sudden that ag ground is going to be repurposed for something else. Probably subdivisions. I've lived it my entire life out here in Shasta. I drive my cows twice a year through a subdivision that was put in 1963. And it's a major problem out there for property prices. When it went in, $500 down, $50 a month for a 2-acre lot. You can't touch one now for under $150,000 because of the economy that it produces. I suspect the county has not gone back out and reappraised those lots based on that economy and those sales. Yet I look at agriculture, and the county's going through right now and doing an audit on all ag lands to make sure they qualify for ag preserve. If it comes out of ag preserve because there's no agricultural commercial operation going on it, all of a sudden, here comes that tax increase to that property owner. He can turn around and walk away because he can't pay that bill. I know a lot of people out there that are pretty worried about that. So, how are you going to balance the change that a lot of people in this county and outside of this county want to happen? They want agriculture gone, period. And they're doing everything they can to make that happen through the legal processes dealing with ESA, dealing with water law, dealing with the Clean Water Act. I have a real problem with that last bottom statement right there that Supervisor Chris talked about, where it says, while surface and groundwater resources are preserved and fairly allocated, there is nothing that I know of that the Board of Supervisors have any jurisdiction, period, over surface water that belongs to Siskiyou County Superior Court under two court orders or the State Water Resources Control Board. Groundwater is under the jurisdiction of the Siskiyou County Flood Control District, which is being governed by CIGMA, which we are dealing with in four different regions within the county, working on those groundwater plans. I see a legal minefield if you guys go down that road. So I'm just cautioning you about putting that in a vision statement where you're venturing in, could be venturing into interfering in legal property rights and water rights that have been court decreed, granted by the state, and they're going to change. It's just how they're going to change. And I just don't think the county needs that legal fight. I really don't.
Commissioner Mello.
I want to comment on the fact of the lack of participation. And I'm going to talk about the town of McLeod. When they decided not to allow any vacation rentals, any more vacation rentals, we never received one letter, one comment from the board or from the district. And that is frustrating to me. And I share the frustration because I sat on the City Council of Mount Shasta for two terms. I can't tell you the number of times that we only had a person, if that, in attendance, no matter what was on the agenda. And yet, after the fact, they're moaning and groaning and want to change things. If you have a feeling, and I'll speak for myself, you want to talk to me, you call me and I will sit down and talk to you. But we got to do better, and water, to me, is the most important thing in this county right now. The state and the feds are trying to, and I'll stand corrected if I'm wrong, want control of personal wells, ag wells, water adjudicated water rights. They want to have the final say on it all because of the waters of America and the waters of the United States. And I don't know how to fix it. Thank you.
Commissioner Lindler.
Yeah, so since this is a vision statement, you know, looking to the future, I would echo the comments earlier about supporting, you know, renewable energy, especially with the amount of biomass we have here. It's important for our forest health to have an avenue to take care of some of the fire rehab that needs to happen. There's a sentence that says, in looking to the future, local neighborhoods will continue to grow. I think that's mostly true, depending on what area, but it ends with homes that are well-maintained and cared for. I don't know that that's necessarily part of the vision statement. I think that's too subjective. There's another sentence that says, the economy is strong and with quality employment opportunities. I would say the economy is diverse. I don't know that I would say it's strong in all sectors. I think the economy is strong is subjective. The economy is definitely diverse, though, with, you know, ag, technology, renewables, agencies, etc. But I don't know that I would use the word strong there.
Okay.
I definitely echo the comments about not talking about groundwater, but if you were going to talk about groundwater, definitely take out the word preserved, because Supervisor Haupt said, preservation and preserved means hands off, and we conserve or sustainably manage our resources. We don't fly and avoid them.
Okay, thank you.
So I'll follow after my supervisor, because I'm a wordsmither also. I will echo his point, and perhaps to collect several of the comments. I feel it is essential, as this is a vision for Siskiyou County, stated earlier, that private property and agricultural land and water rights are protected, period. End of subject. I would also say that in the vision statement, we should reflect that adaptive management of all of our natural resources should encourage renewable energy, utilization of the resources, and lead us to a path where we can utilize wildfire in a beneficial manner. We are never going to stop wildfire, nor prevent wildfire, nor be 100% successful in protecting from wildfire. But we need to have a general plan that allows us to beneficially utilize wildfire as a tool for our county. With that being said, you can probably insinuate, get rid of the word preservation, and insert adaptive management. Sure.
Okay, before we move on to the next one, this might be a place to take that
break. Yes, I would recommend we take a short 5-minute break.
Okay.
And then reconvene.
We'll recess for 5 minutes.